Maskless political solutions to women's decades-lasting gender crimes against men, by Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Maskless claim that women oppress men far worse than vice versa, since so many of women's gender crimes against men are continuous and last decades, making them far more serious crimes than men's gender crimes against women. Even rape, which is one of the worst ways that men oppress women, is small beer in comparison to the list of decades-lasting gender crimes committed by women against men that will be discussed in this flyer. I will begin by listing those gender crimes that women commit against men that are decades-lasting. I will then discuss each and provide the social and political, that is, legislative, solution to each problem proposed by the masculists. 1. Women's decades-lasting manslaving parasitism. 2. Women's paternity fraud. 3. Women's pill lying. 1. Women's decades-lasting manslaving parasitism. It was men who liberated women from household drudgery by giving women science-based medicine and a life expectancy of 85 years. It was male scientists who invented the contraceptive pill, and it was male engineers who gave women household gadgets. So women now have a career window of some half a century. Even those women who take some years off work to raise small children at home. The masculists now stand up and point the finger at women, telling them, quote, "Now that you women can work, you must work, since anything else is manslavery, and manslavery will eventually get you killed, since to masculists, manslavery is slavery, and hence hated by the masculists and a war issue to them." Masculists have a particular hatred of fluffies, that is, traditional women who expect to be able to parasite off the labour and money of a man, manslaving him for decades, a major gender crime in the eyes of the masculists. So masculists aim to wipe them out, to exterminate them, by totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them, forcing their fluffy parasite genes to be removed from the gene pool, thus wiping out fluffydom as an institution by wiping out the fluffies. Masculists see manslavery as a much larger problem than Negro slavery in the US in the 1800s, because today there are several billion manslaves in the world who need to be liberated with masculist ideas. The moral abomination of Negro slavery felt by the abolitionists was the root cause of the US Civil War. The masculist moral abomination of manslavery is even greater, thus making masculists abolitionists. So does this mean that a war between the sexes is inevitable? A fluffy typically chooses to become what the masculists call a fluffy crapper at the critical age of 16, when she chooses to study fluffy crap majors at high school, typically foreign languages, English literature, history, etc., which are the soft option that require only memory-based learning and not the hard option that require analytic thought, such as math and the sciences. These fluffies then go to college and study more fluffy crap because their college or university excludes them from studying STEM and the professions, because they did not have the math and science background subjects from high school. These fluffy crappers then go on to obtain fluffy crap diplomas that the economy does not value, so are incapable, on the whole, of earning good salaries. So after screwing around a lot in their 20s, they start feeling their biological clocks ticking hard in their 30s and realise that with their fluffy crap diplomas, they are incapable of buying their own middle-class houses to raise their kids in. So start looking around for some gullible, ignorant, of masculine ideas, manslavable man to parasite off, expecting him to pay for her to stay at home raising her kids. Due to the many penises she has had in her 20s, she has become incapable of emotionally bonding with a man, so she is much more likely to divorce her husband and drag him to the hated, by Masculus, fluffy feminist-dominated divorce court system, where he will lose custody of his kids with a 90% probability. He will lose half his wealth to her, half his stuff, forced to make payments to his kids, whom he will barely see. And since his ex-wife is a fluffy with low earning capacity, he may be forced to pay her alimony for the rest of his life, with no moral nor legal obligation on her to get off her fat parasitic ass and fip up. That is, become a fip equals financially independent person. So that she parasites off him after the divorce the way she did before the divorce. Thus she totally manslaves him for decades. Masculist solution. One of the major social and political goals of the masculists is the creation of a FIP society. That is, one in which both sexes, especially girls, are raised and educated to be FIPs so that fluffies die out. Masculists put enormous moral pressure on young women to become FIPs, telling them that if they do not FIP up, then they will pay a very heavy price, namely, they will not get a man. Since when nearly all men have been infected by the masculist virus, very few men will be left who are prepared to be parasited upon by a manslaving fluffy for decades of his life. So fluffies will be rejected by young men, both socially and sexually. So the life of a young fluffy will be miserable, since she will feel totally rejected. Since most women will hate such a fate, we can expect young women to pour into the STEM fields in high school so that they end up with a career-competent diploma that will allow them to be real FIPs as adults and not expect fluffy style to be able to parasite off the labour and money of a man for decades of his life, thus manslaving him and making herself the enemy of the masculists who aim to wipe her out, forcing her to convert herself into a FIP. Masculist theorists are very conscious that the FIPing of women, and hence the creation of a FIP society, will go a long way towards solving most of men's gender issues, since most of men's issues result from the many negative consequences for men of the traditional male role of being a manslave to a fluffy wife, working for her for decades. Being a manslave to her for decades. Masculists push women to share equally with men the burden of earning the living by bothering to fip up so that she can pull her financial weight and not be a parasite of a man's money and labour. Of course, an exception has to be made when the woman has very small kids, so the government needs to pay women to stay at home for, say, 6 years until their second kid is off to kindergarten so that she can then get back to work. Masculists propose a career mother timeline, that's CMT, to women with, for example, master's degrees. That runs as follows. She gets her master's at age 23, then works in her chosen profession, earning good money for 5 years, in which time she meets her husband and has her first kid at age 29, and her second at age 31. At age 35, her second kid is off to kindergarten, so she can now return to work. This way, she has two kids, necessary for the population not to crash, and she gets back to work, so stops being a parasite of her husband's money. The government pays a maternity wage so that the husband does not have to shoulder the total financial burden of earning the living for the entire family. If not, then if he gets fired or is laid off, then the stress level on him skyrockets, since he is the sole breadwinner. The maternity wage offsets this stress to a large extent. The FIPing of women, the creation of a FIP society, will also go a long way in men faring the divorce courts, since it will be much easier to reform them if both parents are real FIPs. custody of kids will be made joint by default, and alimony will be thrown out, since it is assumed that both parents are FIPs capable of earning their own living. The current divorce courts are slaughterhouses for men, for the reasons given above. So the fluffy feminist hypocrites who control them, who destroy the lives of one father in four, are hated by the masochists, who talk increasingly of a sex war, since no culture that financially massacres and destroys the lives of a quarter of his fathers can remain intact. Men will explode, pick up arms, and simply kill the fluffy feminist divorce court lawyers and judges. The divorce courts are the real battleground in the sex war and are screaming out for reform. With nearly all women FIPs, that reform is made much easier. So the FIPing of women, the creation of a FIP society, will not only get rid of fluffies, wiping them out, but will wipe out today's divorce courts that are currently controlled by fluffy feminists who still have traditional expectations of men, seeing men as cash machines to be abused and robbed. Two. Women's paternity fraud. It's difficult to determine in just what percentage of pregnancies the husband is not the father. Estimates are from low single digits to maybe 5 to 10%. Let's say it's 5%. Then in those cases, the husband is then obliged to work for decades of his life to pay for a kid that is not even his, which is obviously a major gender crime by the mother against him. That manslaves him for decades of his life. The mother who does this to a man has to be heartless, callous, lying, and criminal. This is the end of part one.